You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 3, Episode 7, Revelations. With help from Fate's new watcher, Buffy tries to destroy the legendary glove of Menagon before it falls into the hands of the demon Legos.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm John.
Oh. Hello, John. John
Pavlich.
Hello.
How are you?
Stephanie Smith. is that not a thing we're doing?
If that is your real name, Ms. Smith.
Yeah, I'm stuck with it. Nobody's paying for this name.
I like your name. Good. I think it's a great name.
Well, you want it?
Well, it's better than Smith.
My name actually is Smith in Portuguese. True.
God, could you imagine if my name were John Smith?
Yes. Quite easily, actually. It's very easy to imagine such things for me. I don't know why, you know, could I? Of course. In fact, I'm doing it right now. There it is. Imagined.
Revelations.
So the first rule about tandem sexy Tai Chi is you don't talk about tandem sexy Tai Chi.
To me, I'm sorry. I was watching that, and as I was watching, I said, "This is so inappropriate." That's all I could think was
why
doing their Tai Chi.
Why
like,
is
this
it inappropriate?
Is just...
does it go against the code of Tai Chi? The
no,
Tai Chi
but
code.
I was just like, "This is just too sexually charged for my likings."
So you're saying the situation for the two characters, they should not put themselves in a situation where they would be tempted.
Doesn't she know what happens when she gets close to Angel? He turns into Angel. As much
See,
as I love Angelus,
I don't know. But, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think.
You
it's
mean
ever
if she gives him a
stuff.
Happy?
When pulled down, but yes. No, I mean, it was too much for me.
Well, Angel was shirtless too. So, I mean, granted, yes. I'm sure he took off his shirt so he wouldn't get sweat all over it because they were doing Tai Chi, but it's a little, that's like, you're just being mean. It's like.
Because at first I thought she was like dreaming, but then it was real. I'm like, ooh, okay.
See, every time I do that to the girls at the fitness center, they throw me out. So we're just doing Tai Chi.
Hasn't you watched Buffy season 3?
It was, yeah. I think it's because she still hasn't told anybody yet. So it was so sneaky and it was so like, it was, I don't want to say dirty, but it was like, it was so wrong without
it was
being
lascivious.
Explicit. Yeah, without being explicit. It was just such, like she should not be there. She should not be putting herself into that situation. She's tempting, she's playing with fire.
It was so wrong, but it was so right.
You mean she was living with she was playing with living flame?
Funny sand.
That flame was festive.
All Christmas-like.
All rainbowy and whatnot.
Just like homecoming dresses.
Yeah.
Again with the Christmas colors.
First it was yellow, then it was like green. And then it was pink. It stayed pink.
Didn't it have a blue phase? Oh, no, that's Picasso. Let's move on.
Side point, I love that everyone's posting their homecoming and prom photos on the Facebook
page. Awesome.
I cannot get over it. I'm going to post. I'll post my prom photo when we do the prom episode. I've even scanned it, and I'm saving it for when I post it. So
good for you. I I didn't go to either my homecoming or prom.
In protest?
I would prefer that, but no.
Because nobody loved me.
I didn't go to my prom with anyone. I went stag because I was cool.
Yeah, I couldn't even. I mean, actually, my prom, I was working that night. But even if I wasn't, I still wouldn't have gone because I can't. I was like, I'm not going by myself.
Why not?
I couldn't do it.
Wow.
Because I knew that it's like if I had gone, gotten there, stood around by myself, maybe had some punch, and then like an hour later, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. Is it a big thing? Well, never mind. We'll ask that when the prom episode comes up. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Feedback.
We have an email here from Shelley Roth.
Hi,
Gax and Mystery Special Guest. I don't really understand the hate for this episode, except perhaps fueling the continuing I Hate Xander Club. There's a lot of stuff boiling underneath the surface here and some great character development. I love Willow talking about secrets, and you can just feel her desire to come clean about the fluking. And hopefully you are starting to appreciate Faith a little more. The underlying theme here is all about trust. Gwen works hard to get everyone to trust her, even though she's being such a bitka, especially to Giles. The scene where Giles tells Buffy she has no respect for him is very powerful. He trusted Buffy to be honest with him, and this trust has been badly eroded. Understandably, all the Scoobies have lost trust in Buffy, but they have been less than honest with her, especially Xander and Willow. As usual, there are some great lines and really terrible Latin. I happen to really like the special effects for the glove. And you get synchronized Tai Chi, yay for Naked Angel. I much prefer Angel with no dialogue, as well as synchronized slaying. Anyway, you guys are awesome. The Minion cast was so much fun. Missed you, Steph, and big thanks to Kevin, and can't wait for the next one. And I loved what Alicia wrote on the Facebook page. Note to self, don't drink anything while listening to potential cast. Your drink will most likely become acquainted with your laptop screen. So true. Love you guys. Shelley.
What if you...
Thanks, Shelley.
What if you're drinking while you're recording the potential cast?
That's awesome.
I suppose.
I've done many a spit take.
Good to know.
But yeah, thank you, Kevin, for organizing the live
Gex
Minion cast. I'm so glad that all of y'all were able to participate. And if my room hadn't been spinning, I would have been there.
Oh. Illyrio got you sick.
Yeah, over the interwebs.
Yeah.
Sure.
But Shelley brings up a great point. I absolutely loved that scene with Giles and Buffy, where he just puts her in her place. Yeah. You forget that.
Best moment of the episode.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I like the way that Buffy and Faith left things off at the end. I felt it was an excellent way to end an episode that started with synchronized slaying and the girls having such a really great rapport and, you know, they were becoming bestest of friends and now, no.
And then it was, don't hurt my boyfriend, I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah. He was my boyfriend.
We get another 5x5 utterance.
Yeah, we did. And Buffy looked confused.
I don't like it. Just as confused as us. I guess I'll take that as a good. All right.
Angela writes to us and says, "Dear Gax and Guest of the Week." That's you, John. I think you should start.
I like that I'm mysterious.
Yes. I think you should start a douche watch. Or we could have a douchebag drinking game. Every time Xander acts hypocritically or betrays Buffy, we all take a shot. I'm sure we'll be drunk soon. Don't I just want to punch him in this episode? I want to punch him, but not in the episode. I want to punch him in somewhere else. Seriously, I know Faith is unschooled, but she's never heard of Sparta. Weird. Did y'all get my picture for the contest? I really need the complete series on DVD. So I have my fingers crossed that no one else has entered. My 5-year-old took the picture for me. She really didn't understand how my goofy outfit had anything to do with Buffy. Thanks for all your hard work, Angie. Thank you, Angie.
Thanks, Angie.
Oh, yeah, Angel. Listen to Angie's interview on the Investigating Angel podcast.
But won't we be spoiled on things?
I don't think
Yes, you guys cannot listen to it. But
everyone else who's seen this both series can listen.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't listen to it because you're not cool.
Yeah, she did a really great interview with someone here.
She has overalls of shame on.
Isn't that awesome?
And a blossom flower hat. Oh, gosh. Priceless.
No fuzzy backpack.
Yeah. I think she has one of those bug-catching things hanging from somewhere on her back. So that, but plus one point. I love those things. All the flies and wasps that get trapped. Anyway, I digress.
She's not wearing it. It's in the picture, guys.
Oh, yes. It's just in the picture. She's not wearing a fly-catching thing.
Who else?
What about, let's see, Facebook group feedback?
I'm sorry, I just looked at Andrew's submission. Did you guys see this picture?
Yes.
It's epic.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Absolutely, and the Pepsi.
The Pepsi, yeah.
That's awesome.
I like the pants.
Yes.
Yes. They're shiny. Sorry, John, you can't see. You have no idea what we're talking about. That's okay.
Not a clue.
Sorry, John. Didn't mean to exclude you. But something you can check with us is the feedback for this episode posted on the Facebook group. Paul Thomas writes, Revelations is one of the worst episodes of Buffy there has ever been. It's right
what?
Up there with
Come
season
on.
One bad.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
You're weird.
But now, Paul now, is Kim. Weird because he doesn't like ABBA.
Pardon?
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it.
Mm-hmm.
Open a window and let some of the wrong out.
Heidi writes, I like the end of Revelations, but as always, I hate when the Scoobies are fighting. Mm. Unlike some, I do like Gwendolyn Post as a watcher / villain. She was a villain? And once again, Xander is a douche.
I'm liking that.
Man, I like Xander.
I do too.
Really?
Just saying.
I think in this episode, he was a little more justifiable being wanting to go after Angel, but it was all negated with the Willow affair-ness.
Yeah.
So I'm over the whole Willow and Xander are, hijinxing on the side. and I'm much more focused in on, he is worse than a douche.
I thought he was okay,
I think there's
this episode.
Potential he will turn bad. I think Xander might turn into a baddie. I think he's going to turn heel.
No.
I think he might turn heel. Did you see the bloodlust in his eyes when he was talking to Faith about, can I come?
Oh, you could see something click.
I don't know.
No,
I think he might turn heel.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I mean, not right then, but you can tell. He's got the hate.
Yeah.
He's, and that intervention scene.
Yeah.
No, it's just so much. Hate there. Sorry, Steph. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. But that intervention scene is so much like that argument that they had in Dead Man's Party.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer this one over the one they had.
Me too.
The one in Dead Man's Party just made me uncomfortable. I thought it was awkward. I didn't really like it.
Because there were people
around?
Because
of all the extra people there.
Well, yeah, I mean, all that, and it was weird because, given that it was network TV, I was, like, watching it going, like, I feel like they should be swearing at each other, and I feel like they, like, they want to, and like, the scene would feel more real and organic if they were, but I knew they couldn't. So it just kind of, like, eh. And then I was just like, yeah, why are all those people there? All of you should know better, like... But the one in Revelations I actually thought was really well written and better acted. I thought the one in Dead Man's Party was a little overdramatic.
Mm-hmm. Well, for this episode, when he got angry, excuse me, and he the anger in his eyes, I don't think it was just, excuse me, I don't think it was just because he wanted to get back an Angel. I think he just felt so betrayed that Buffy didn't tell them that Angel was back.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. Yeah,
yeah, because I don't think it was all of his anger pointed towards Angel. Like, yeah.
That's
why.
Yeah, totally.
Xander hates Angel because he's a vampire. Xander hates Angel because he's with Buffy and he can't have Buffy. And Xander feels resentment that Buffy didn't tell them what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Xander said it himself. Yeah, you either feel a thing or you don't. And then she told him she didn't feel the thing. So what's the big deal? I don't understand why he just can't get over her. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's...
That's a conversation for another time. My feeling on it is that he's also mad because she knows that he has feelings for her, and so she throws that back in his face, like just sort of dismisses his feelings and says like oh, you're just being this way because it's Angel and you're just being jealous. And he's like trying, you know, and it's like that is not the point at all. Like, it's irrelevant. It's like, it's really about the fact that like you kept this secret and we could all die from it. And if anything, it's like, why didn't you just, like, the minute you found out he was alive, like, come back and say, hey, Angel's alive. Help me, you know, get him better. Find out, you know, what we need to do to, you know, get him back on the side of good. And like, the fact that she just like didn't says that, basically, if I were her friend, I'd say like, that says that you don't trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna tell me because you think I'm gonna do something bad.
But at the same time, if she immediately did tell them, would they be all like, "Oh, no worries, Buffy, we'll help you get Angel back"? Of course, they in an instant would have said, "You're back."
Xander would be leading the angry mob with the pitchforks and the torches.
Look, yeah, you're right. Exactly true. But that's not the point. Like, the fact that she kept it from them makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And then her constant, but he's different now, but he's changed. Her saying that over and over and over again, it reminded me of like every bad, you know, movie of the week with an where there's an abused woman that goes back to whoever, like, oh, but he's different now. It's like, seriously, he's still a vampire. He's still hurt and tortured and killed, you know? It's ridiculous. And I think everybody had very, very, very valid points. Yeah. Xander was being a douche, whatever, but he had very valid points. Giles, very valid points. The only thing that bothered me is that it all seemed to get all wrapped up and resolved so quickly with a neat little bow, and it's like, oh, it's okay now. It's like, wait a minute, you guys had very real feelings, but now it's okay at the end of the episode. I'm like, I don't know. That's the one thing that really, really bugged me.
The thing that totally bugs me about the whole, separate love triangles is that what Buffy is kind of doing to Xander, he's doing the same thing to Willow.
Mm.
And that drives me up the wall.
Right. And I think that Xander should have realized that, and he should have apologized to Buffy. At the very end, when they're in their little nook at school, when she comes up and asks him if they're cool, I wanted so badly for him to say, yeah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have acted that way, but he didn't. He takes no responsibility.
Yeah, when watching this stuff, I just got to remind myself that these are supposed to be teenagers. And I think back to, mm-hmm. there's a line in Clerks where Dante says, you know, that's what high school is all about. Algebra, bad lunch, and infidelity.
Yeah.
Yeah, infidelity is not that big of a deal when you're 17 years old, I don't guess. Hmm. But still. Tammy Anderson said that she liked this episode two. I didn't like the fight and dance part because it just came across as cruel in its time and place and tenor. I like this confrontation because it fit better, in my view, into the concerns of the characters, was in a better forum, and is just a great example of how Joss & Company put a bunch of people with their own viewpoints into a room and let each stand up for their positions. I also feel really bad for Faith getting tricked. She obviously has trust issues anyway, and this is not going to help. And Angel is already starting to morph into his new season 3 character, which leads to this to his character in Angel the series, and that's fun to see. I opened my SAT test booklet 5 minutes early. Just doesn't seem important now, does it? It's all in the delivery. Yeah.
For a split second in this episode, I don't know if anyone else thought this, but I thought that Angel was really Angelus, but he was faking it the whole time.
Again, with the faking it. First you thought Angelus was faking being evil. Now you think Angel is faking being good. Oh, my goodness.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a fake out, because then I could always be like, I told you. But
you just want him to be Angelus so bad.
I just want Angelus.
See, before Angelus was too good to be true to Kim. So she was like, oh, is he really, really bad? And now.
But it was just the way that he looked at what's her name? Miss Post? Mm-hmm. The way he looked at her, I was just like, oh, he's really bad. But no, I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, because you weren't sure what he was concocting with that living flame thing?
No. No, I just really want Angelus back.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
Carol says, I like Revelations because of the character development, though it can be hard to watch. I'm not a big fan of gang up on Buffy moments, though Giles and Xander have good points. Xander's actions pretty much prove that Buffy had good reason to be afraid of confiding in the group. He does do exactly what she was afraid of after all, and add to that he pulls Faith into a situation that, if successful, would certainly have affected Buffy and Faith's relationship for the worse. Most important, though, is how this episode affects Faith. Without saying any more than this to avoid spoilers, in my opinion, this episode is more to do with Faith's future development than any other episode. You can really see Faith's vulnerability in this episode. That vulnerability being taken advantage of and used against her is so difficult to watch. It makes me glad to see Gwendolyn Fry, though. It makes me glad to see Gwendolyn Fry, though you can see at the end that the damage to Faith has been done.
Yeah, I think they did a really good job of mm-hmm. ending on that shot of just, like, Faith in her crappy little motel. Like, it's all dirty and cluttered, and she's just sitting there alone on the bed, and her face is bruised. She looks like a chipmunk. Mm-hmm. Got the little bruise on the side of her mouth.
Yeah. Like, aw, yeah, because Faith wants to pretend that she's very independent and she doesn't need anybody, and she really resisted Miss Post when she came in first, mm-hmm. but she trusted Gwendolyn Post, and also Miss Post pointed out where Buffy and the Scooby Gang were having meetings without Faith, and it made her feel left mm-hmm. out and caused a rift between Buffy and Faith, and then Faith wanted to go kill Angel because, yes, she's a slayer and she kills the vampires. That's what she does. So, yeah, this Buffy and Faith are not going to be, you know, best buds like they wanted to be.
Yeah, and also there's that scene with Gwendolyn Post and Faith where, like, Miss Post, like, makes her feel good about, like, her situation and basically uh-huh. says, like, you're like a Spartan. Like, this is awesome. Your place is cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's talking about, you know, Jane Espenson is my favorite. I really like Jane Espenson's writing, but Doug Petrie wrote Revelations, and I love all of his episodes. I think he's a really great writer.
For most of Buffy's run, Doug Petrie was my favorite writer. Revisiting this episode, it doesn't hold up like I remember, but it's still pretty solid, I think.
I really enjoyed this episode.
Mm-hmm.
As did I.
I did too.
Me too.
I enjoyed it this time better than more than before.
Mm-hmm.
Points? Points of Revelation?
No.
Really?
I'm sorry. Miss Post was such a bitch. Like, who brings their own tea? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, she was pointing out Giles' flaws, saying that he was too American, pointing out the books that he didn't have in his library.
Did anyone else think that she was the demon?
No.
As soon as she said, there's a demon coming, for that. I'm like, oh, you must be the demon. I thought she was the demon. Well, you know, until we saw the demon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I guess not. But I don't like her. She's bad.
I did not like
her. Yeah. Well, I was watching it going like, man, I thought British people were supposed to be polite and friendly. And like,
you've never watched Top Gear, have you?
No. But I was just watching it going like, this is insanely rude. Like, who stands for this? Like, at some point, if I were Jaws, I was like, all right, enough. I get it.
Mm-hmm. She was sent by the council. He's not going to stick it in her face.
But I thought it was so perfect when she was, like, ragging on him, and then the kettle in the kitchen was boiling over, just like the steam was coming out of his ears.
That's awesome.
I thought it was so perfect. And I, up to that point, I was like, okay, she's being mean. But when she opened up her purse and honestly brought out her own tea, I was like, that is the last straw for me. That was so rude.
But I love when he was like, well, I have total control over my slayer. And then Xander barges in, Giles, nothing's wrong with Buffy. Oh, something I forgot.
I also like in that
week. I'm sorry. Last week in Band Candy when Joyce says, Buffy, Mr. Giles just monopolizes too much of your time. And Buffy says, but, and he never says he's sorry. And he's putting the blindfold on her and pulls her hair and she says, ouch. And he says, oh, I'm sorry. You know, just those teach scene is just hilarious. Okay, John Pavlich, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
But then it mustn't have been very important.
Well, you know what? Suck it. I remember.
I take umbrage.
I also like
that.
How. Yeah, I bet you do. I just like how in that same scene when he's like, you know, something's up with Buffy. Like they go off to the side. Like this show is just this episode's all about secrets, and yes. Like they go off to the side and all conspiratorial and like whispering and. She just like, oh, you know, need any help? And like Giles takes his hat. He's like, no, thank you.
I can't remember who said it, but somebody on the Facebook group said Gwendolyn Post is played by Kristen Scott Thomas's sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was Grant.
Grant. Thank you, Grant. So Angel finds the glove of Vidigar. How does he find it?
With a very torn up, dirty sheet. That's how he finds it. That was
weird. Okay,
that was almost as weird as his furniture. That was the weirdest thing. When he gets flipped over by Faith, I'm like, wait a second. Where'd he get those chairs and that couch? What is this?
Just so Faith could flip him over it. That's why. Oh.
It's called Goodwill.
Really?
S-O-D, S-O-D.
I know. It was just... I don't know.
Here's your S-O-D. Where did that skylight come from? Because Angel has been chained up in that mansion for weeks. There cannot have been that skylight letting sun in inside the mansion.
True.
Maybe he had a contractor come in.
I'm a vampire, but I can only stand in this corner for 12 hours out of the day.
Yeah.
It helps with the brooding.
Mm-hmm. And the lurking.
See, now, okay, I have a question. Now, this is like one thing that sort of bothered me about the episode. When Buffy...
The one thing? Sorry. I'm kidding.
One thing that bothered me was Buffy mentions the Glove of Minagon or Lagos, and Angel perks up and goes, Lagos? Like, he immediately knows who that is and what he's after, and he doesn't say anything to Buffy about it. Like, even he's got a secret. Like, he's just like, I'm going to go get it myself.
I'm desensitized to this because I've watched Lost.
Exactly. I was just going to say, you've had it all the time on Lost. They don't talk to each other.
Well, fine.
Or maybe he just couldn't remember everything. I don't know.
Yeah, didn't he know his name
last week or something?
Could he be dealing with like a serious speech impediment and we just haven't realized that, you know, he's still not over being... Anyway.
Hmm. Who knows?
Maybe he needs another cup of blood from the butcher.
Tupperware of blood.
S.O.D.
So Buffy wants to kill Legolas. Shoot.
Lagos.
I have Legolas for some reason. Okay, Buffy.
That's because you're thinking of
Lord of the Rings. Legolas.
Yeah.
Or
Lego.
Or an ass made of Lego. Lego ass.
Okay, so she wants to kill the demon, but for a peace offering. That's just bizarre to me. Here, Giles, please forgive me. Here's the demon.
Yeah. I mean, well, she wants to like get back in his good graces by like doing her job and doing it well and saying like, look, I went out and killed the demon and got the glove. Everything's good, right? Like, see what I did.
Did anyone expect a power like a Nintendo Power Glove? Or was that just me? Okay, just me then.
Just those things never work.
So basically what you're saying is Buffy's like a cat that brings home a mouse.
Look at me, you're
in
so
a way,
proud.
Yes.
I did for you.
I'm so proud. And my boyfriend is feral. What? She is a cat.
But I just love Eliza Dushku's energy and her physicality. I love to watch her fight. I love to watch her and I love to watch Faith and Buffy fight.
Their fight scene, actually, all the fight scenes in this episode were really good.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, but there were a couple of shots where, just because of the angle, like you could see some of the punches did not connect. Really kind of bugged me. Like, I never noticed it before.
But there's also the part where they crash through the window.
Mm-hmm.
When the stunt doubles crash through the window, there's glass and stuff on the ground, but when it shows Faith and Buffy stand up, there's no glass. Kind of like how Buffy changed shoes in the first episode of the season.
Amazing.
So Giles being like put down and stuff was weird. Because
mm-hmm.
I expected him to stick up for himself a little bit more as well, but I guess because she was being sent from the council,
the
worst thing you could do to someone from England is to accuse them of being too American.
But I think maybe it's probably because he had those thoughts himself.
Yeah,
because he does let Buffy get away with a lot.
Having friends, having a social life, mm-hmm.
So
her boyfriend killing his girlfriend.
Yeah, like getting a little slap on the wrist, he's probably like, maybe I should be more of a better watcher.
Yeah, I wonder if he was thinking that, like, one of the reasons why he was so hard on Buffy was that he's probably thinking that, you know, if I hadn't been so, like, lenient with her, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, she slept with a vampire, for goodness sake, under his watch. not
literally.
No, not literally. That'd be creepy.
So, it's interesting how when Xander follows Angel and he's spying and being, you know, a peeping Xander, that's when Angel and Buffy start making out big time. Like, we didn't see them make out like that until Xander showed up.
No.
You know?
It's a great plot device.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got there at the exact right time, I guess.
I guess she was very happy.
I love how
he found the glove of Minigon.
I love how she immediately. Tries to turn the argument around. She's like, "You were spying on me." It's like, "Oh, I saw Angel. I followed Angel.
I expected her to say, I was spying on Angel."
Or that. Yeah, really. It's just that's why I like the moment that Cordy has where she actually says, get over yourself, really.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still on the whole Xander is not over Buffy side of things. And I think that clouds his judgment a lot more than hating vampires. I think he's a petty, petty little boy.
Uh-huh. But he's not wrong.
I think he's big time wrong. I think manipulating and motivating Faith to go and encouraging her every step of the way and not thinking about it was very wrong. Uh-huh. and then when he tries to back out of it, she tells him with a quote that I will not mention because it may be someone's quote. But all of a sudden uh-huh. he sees Giles and he's like, "No, no, maybe this is an Angel style." Well, you know what? Everything you did to encourage Faith is now beyond your control, little man. And
right. I was referring to the intervention scene specifically. Mm-hmm. I thought he made a lot of valid points there, regardless of his feelings for Buffy. But in that, you basically. Sort of answered your own question because he does pull back. The second he realizes that Angel didn't do this, he's immediately quick to let's put the brakes on this. This is clearly not Angel's fault. He wasn't so sort of blinded where he just wanted to believe it so badly. We're just Angel did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think most of the motivation does come from being jilted. I mean, it's just my perception of things, but I think he's overly aggressive with Buffy. I mean, like Willow was the only one using the proper language and terminology during the whole intervention. And I think if you're just upset about, Angel being back and you want answers, you wouldn't be as douchey as he was. And I think the extra douchiness came from the whole she rejected him a while ago.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, unfortunately, there are very rare moments between Buffy and Xander where they just actually just talk things out. Because there's just a lot of unresolved, unspoken things. Mm-hmm. It was really sort of just, Xander likes Buffy. He asks Buffy out. Buffy rejects him. And he's kind of wounded from that for a long time, and they never actually really talk about it.
Yeah, you'd figure once he starts seeing someone else, there shouldn't be any discussion necessary. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's the hang-up that I have over it. It's like, even if his post-Buffy rejection symptoms are minor... Mm-hmm. I don't think he should be having any of those symptoms when he's in a relationship with someone.
But again, these are hormonal teenagers that they're not as socially, they don't know their stuff quite yet.
Are you asking me to suspend my disbelief with facts and logic?
I'm afraid I am. Moly. I know.
John, you're so rational.
I think this is a first.
But in the Scoobies, right? Because Xander's the man in the Scoobies, right? And he's, in a way, he's kind of got a bit of control over all the girls. And then introducing Angel or whoever he thinks Angelus back into the picture, I think that sort of gets to him in a way. He's like, wait a second, this guy's coming back
territorial.
To my territory. Very territorial. Yeah, he's coming back and he's like, hey, I'm going to stop this before it goes any further. Mm-hmm. Probably because he has control over other parts of his life and stuff. So
then he was also a hyena.
There is that moment when Oz points out that once again they were talking about Angel.
Yeah.
So maybe Xander's, he's afraid that he's going to start feeling neglected or not so special.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Because he's not the center of attention anymore. Mm.
Ugh.
Uh-huh.
So Angel went out on his own and found the glove of Minigon? Is this a new trend?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just wondering, is this going to be Angel's role now? He's going to be helping out?
Well, Angel always did help out when he was Angel.
Mostly from the shadows.
He was mostly dispenser of facts, like informational. He would just show up, like, hey, Buffy.
Now he's actually going out there and, looking for stuff.
Right. Well, he's going to be spinning off soon, so.
He's going to literally spin off.
Like a whirling dervish. What about the whole, you find out that Miss Post is actually a baddie.
Mm-hmm.
When did you guys find out she was a baddie? I already mentioned I thought she was a baddie from the get-go. Did you guys have the same feeling?
I think I got my clue when she smacked Giles over
so,
there.
So, it surprised you did it?
It was a pretty strong indicator of evil. Because she didn't start smoking or anything, which is usually the other indicator.
Yeah, drinking. So, did it shock you? Did you see it coming?
Yeah, because she was so aggressive. I think that because she... I was not shocked, but at the same time, no, I wasn't shocked.
It's one of those things where, like, she's so sort of, like, she's such a jerk from the outset that, like, when she's revealed to be evil, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
I don't know. I think the first time I watched it, I was expecting her to stick around, you know? I was expecting her to stick around and be Faith's watcher, I think.
That's kind of how I was. And then I was, you know, going through the episode like, oh, well, where's the bad guy? Okay, and then she's having the conversation with Giles and made a couple of weird statements. I'm like, oh, and then she hit him, and I'm like, and that's what I knew. This episode made me feel really stupid, and then at the end made me feel really sad. Yeah. And it brought up all kinds of feelings. Like, I started feeling really bad for Cordelia.
Why?
I know. Yeah. Because when she's having... just because she clearly, again, it's that whole stupid Xander nonsense where she clearly at this point is in love with him, is pining over him, has a relationship, is totally invested in this relationship with him. And he is smooching with Willow and then, you know,
in the library where Willow found Xander and Cordy. I was sure they were going to be discovered in the library.
In the inappropriate temple massaging? That was just...
that. No means stop.
It was so creepy. And the way he's like, whatever. Oh, just the way he was talking to her in that low, sort of sexy... I'm like, oh, stop it. Wrong.
Ew.
And meanwhile...
Again, they don't like me there at the fitness center. I don't know why.
Temple he still massage. Has the buttons, free. Like, so he...
Yeah, and he's got his Buffy feelings still, and it's like, oh, just stop. It's too much.
Yeah, like I feel Cordelia's going to be like, I could have been with anybody, and I chose you, and you treated me like this. You know, like I just. And the thing is that he the way that he talks to Buffy and is so angry at Buffy and pining over, he does it right in front of Cordelia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so rude. Like, Xander has absolutely no tact. No feelings for anyone but himself.
Selfish douche.
Indeed.
Yeah. No, but again, I don't, it's not like there's malice behind it. It's not like he's not doing it purposely.
Exactly.
Right.
Because he just doesn't know, and he's a jerk and he's a guy. Sorry.
Watch it.
Flashbacks to my high school experience. Okay. Breathe.
In through the nose.
So Angel saves.
Who is his name, Xander?
Wouldn't that be something?
Or Scott.
And jealous.
Actually, her name was, oh, tell me more.
Ooh, meow.
Moving
so,
on.
So anyway,
moving
so
on.
Angel saves Willow's life.
Again.
So Willow doesn't, again. And Willow never really had a problem with Buffy keeping the secret because Willow knows that she has her own secret that she's keeping. So she doesn't blame Buffy like everybody else does.
Willow beating around the bush about secrets and stuff was an amazing scene.
Perfect.
It was
perfect.
An amazing scene. And then she cops out. I opened my SAT booklet 5 minutes before I was supposed to.
I was hoping she would have said something.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be too easy.
I mean, the episode's called Revelations, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Buffy's so clever. She cut off Gwendolyn Post's arm.
What's the deal with people saying things after they knock somebody out? That happens twice in this episode. Like Gwendolyn Post like hits Giles, and then like says something, and then hits him again, and then she hits Angel, knocks him out, and then says something. And it's like they can't hear you. They're.
I've done that a few times. Not where I've knocked somebody over the head, but I like.
Yeah.
You ever done that where like, you throw something across the room and it lands perfectly where it's supposed to? Like, oh, I never thought I could do that.
She's a slayer. You know.
You're going to catch yourself the next time you find yourself talking to yourself. You'd be like, oh, now I understand.
Well, I mean, that's one thing. I'm talking about when there's someone in the room and either, like, they fall asleep or they leave and you continue to talk. And it's like, now you're just crazy. They're not there. They can't hear you. Stop it.
Very true. Very true. Points?
Any more points?
There was a point that I really liked. Let me just check my notes. I think it was when I think Xander said something about Miss Callender. What did he say?
Oh, that you know, Buffy said, "Well, I was." What'd she say? I was gonna say
she's
something.
Like basically,
I wouldn't
like
let it go that
Angel.
Far.
Yeah.
And he yeah. said something Angel like, "You did such
oh,
a good job last
go
time, Miss Callender."
Yeah.
Ooh.
I remember just, oh.
Douche.
But he's not wrong.
No, but he's
not
wrong.
He's not wrong.
At that point, I think I was like, yeah, you go, Xander. It's so strange because I'm on the side and against everyone at the same time. Because whenever Xander says a good point, like, right on, Xander, and then Cordelia or someone would say something like, yeah, you stick it to them. And like, I love that story. It's so good. There's so many layers of that conversation. Because
yeah.
One person knows something, the other person doesn't know, but we know everything. Oh, I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I mentioned this during the Minion cast. Like, it drives me nuts how, like, up her own butt Buffy is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's totally warranted and appreciated when people finally call her on her BS. It's like,
yes.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody said it.
Yes. And the best one of all was Giles, because she has nothing to say back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
What about, you kissed my mom?
That's different. They had just had some weirded out candy.
Mm.
They're justified. It wasn't the real Giles. It was Ripper Giles.
Yeah, I thought this was... I really enjoyed this episode.
I thought it was great.
I especially enjoyed a lot of the fighting.
Uh-huh. I did too.
And not the arguing fighting. The fisticuffs fighting.
All the fight. I love when it's not like a sugary syrupy episode. Mm-hmm. I like when there's tension, and I like when people when people get mad at each other. Why is that? Why do I like when people are being tormented and...
Because anyway. You're sick!
I think so.
Because this is just good drama. Mm-hmm.
It is. It is really...
Agreed. When I mean, it is. It's a silly fantasy show with very good writing, with very well, because you've got everything. You've got the humor, and you've got the drama, you got the emotional stuff. You just have it all.
I was kind of distracted through like much of Gwendolyn Post's scenes because she was wearing that like sweater over her shoulders, but she didn't have her arms through it. So it looked like she didn't have any arms, and then she gets her arm cut off. It's like, oh,
it's like yeah, Buster Bluth has that chair, and then we know what happens.
Spoiler alert!
You shouldn't have pet Lucille.
Lucille. The Lucille.
But I love it when you go back and rewatch.
Oh my god, it's so brilliant.
When he goes and he plays the claw game.
Oh, man.
All those things, you're like, why didn't I see it the first time?
Previously on Bluthcast.
No, it would be off the hook cast. We have juice. Mr. F. All right, moving on.
Totally out of my
anyone have any other quotes? I mean, points before we get to ratings and eventual quotes?
I would just like to state that you're an idiot isn't advice. It's a statement. That bothered me so much. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not advice. That's a statement.
Yeah. Stop being such an idiot. More advice. I would agree with you there.
Stop being an idiot. Here's how. Like this.
Get yourself one of these bitches on my hand like a boss.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It could have made I statements like, I think you're being an idiot. There you go.
I feel like you're stupid.
Still not advice.
Dummy. Silly head.
I think Oz is stoned.
Called Zen, Mysterio.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he is the smartest person to ever fail to graduate or something. So there's got to be a reason why.
Do you get the feeling that maybe Oz knows about Xander and
I had an inkling, but I felt a little
something
there. He
just doesn't want to say anything yet. Because I'd like to see Oz get angry when he's not a werewolf.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't either.
He'd be all, yeah, man, I saw it coming. I knew you still anyway. Whatever.
Dude, why didn't you invite me? I'd have brought my sketch pad.
I think his version of getting angry is making the other person feel so small. Hmm. That's what's going to happen.
Smaller than him.
That's a low blow.
Terrible. Terrible. Listening.
Yeah, he might be listening.
Cast. This is snarky cast.
Bitku cast.
Yes. And if no one has any more points, I think we should get into the rating of this episode.
Yeah. Well, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it had some great dialogue. I can't get over Giles and Buffy scene. I loved the intervention scene, everything about it, except for what Buffy was wearing. I would give it a 9 out of 10 lightning bolts.
Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!
Supreme!
Well, I really enjoyed this episode as well. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I really, really liked it. And I was wrong about Miss Post being a demon. I was disappointed that the demon was so easily defeated by Buffy. Surprised that the demon beat up on Faith. And then when Buffy and Faith are fighting, it looks evenly matched. I'm not so sure about that. But Giles getting hit in the head twice. Xander being all, can I come along? It's like he's going to say, yippee-ki-yay, mother. And all that stuff, all kinds of things. The temple massage, just... And the why are you guys still doing this and all that and the fact that also Willow stopped herself from going along and helping Xander because she didn't want to be alone with him either. This made this episode a 9 out of 10 temple massages for me. I really like this episode a lot.
Yes, I agree with everything. Just like one of the emailers said, the writing is so good that all of the characters have their own points of view, and they can articulate their point of view in the argument and the situation. And I really, you know, like I said, I love Faith and Buffy fight, and I just think that is very entertaining to watch. I bet Eliza Dushku was cast mainly for her athleticism and her physicality.
Not for her dancing?
But, oh, yes, and her dancing.
And her eloquence and accent?
Well, she was the character. I mean, the character was sort of retooled when she was cast to sort of take advantage of the fact that she's...
A great dancer?
From Boston.
Boston. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd give it 8.5 out of 10 missing memos from the Watchers Council.
I thoroughly enjoyed this episode, and it, even though it made me feel incredibly sad, and when the episode was over, I wanted to start watching the next one right away, but we couldn't, because I'm not allowed.
We're not?
No.
Oh. So, I gave it 9.5 out of 10 helpful townsfolk.
John.
My turn. Yes. I really enjoyed the episode. Like I said, it wasn't as great as I remembered it, but I still don't understand the hate. That this episode gets from a lot of people. I was like, really, seriously? Because there are some stinkers. Anyway. A lot of good performances in the episode. Some really good dialogue. So I'm going to give this one. Back to Illyria's point about, you know, like Buffy and Faith fighting this demon and them having different results with it, and then fighting each other and being evenly matched. See, the thing you're forgetting is that if Buffy had also been 10 feet tall, then Faith wouldn't have been able to take her. So there you go.
I don't buy it.
Well, I don't buy your face. No.
You will.
I. And I come.
There you go.
I'm gonna give this episode 7 out of 10 gloves of Minigone.
7. Sorry.
John has watched more than we have.
Did I stutter?
Are you? You're probably grading it on a curve.
I am.
Uh-huh. So even better episodes than this?
What?
Yeah, I mean, you watched season 2, right?
This is probably my second favorite episode of all of the Buffy episodes we've watched ever.
Wow.
I wouldn't disagree with that necessarily. I really, really, really like this one. And, that moment where... After she knocks after Ms. Post knocks Angel in the head and he gets back up. He's all vamped out. That was awesome. Uh-huh. That was awesome. That hurt. Oh, sorry. I said nothing. I didn't say anyone's quote potentially. I'm sorry. Broadwatch?
Yes. Faith is a big violator this time. Her bras, much like what season one of Buffy, where Buffy was all about the black bra? Was that one or two? Anyway, yeah. But I digress. She was wearing initially a white bra, black tank top. No, black bra, white tank top. And then at the end, red tank top, black bra.
Oh, Faith.
Oh, Faith. And I think that's it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Bra,
wait a minute.
Bra?
Oh, that's it. Right. No.
Well, if you...
And her bruise was black and blue. Bruise watch.
Bruise watch.
Son of a bitch watch. Didn't somebody say that? Well...
Maybe.
Awesome.
If you have any bra-related observations, or not, but you just want to talk to us about what you think about this show, our show, future episodes, past episodes, feel free to call us, 270-40-BUFFY. Also, you can reach us via email at...
PotentialCast@gmail.com. You can send your MP3s that way, too, if you don't want to call us.
If you don't want to call us up, you can record an MP3, email an attachment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can also visit potentialcast.com. That's where we release the show, put up show notes. But as you know, facebook.com, sign up, sign in, search for potentialcast, one word, no space. And there is a Facebook group where we have 196 members. It's awesome.
Wow.
Join us.
You could be 200.
You could be 200. Or by the time you listen to this, we're already up above 200 and you missed the potential, perhaps, mystery prize for being number 200.
Potential. Get it?
I can't say that word now in any context without thinking about this podcast. So I think I'm entitled to say that word.
I don't understand.
Neither do we. I still don't know why we're called Potential Cast and everyone's Snickers.
Hopefully it won't take too long. Very good snickering, by the way. Chuck full of peanuts. Quotes? Can I go first?
Sure.
Sure.
Perhaps later.
What?
She asked for an illustration of Lagos, and Giles bumbled and bumbled, and she's like, perhaps later.
Okay.
Oh, man, that pissed me off, because she's like, you know, I need an illustration. He sits down, and she's like, perhaps later. Give a guy a chance, my God.
Mm-hmm. My favorite quote was from Buffy. Interesting lady. Can we kill her? And the answer was yes.
After you chop her up. Yes.
I'm sorry. What? I mean,
I said after you chop her arm off.
Buffy didn't really kill her, though.
No.
Didn't the lightning do that?
Yeah, Buffy is not in control of the lightning.
No.
Don't thank me. Thank the electrostatic field of the Earth.
I've had my share of losers, but you boinked the undead.
Awesome.
Boink. Amazing.
It's better than saying screw. Like, I hate watching TV and they're like, well, screw you too, because you know exactly what they want to say.
The worst is freak.
In Supernatural, you know what they say boned.
Gabby, did you do your quote?
No. And I have an amendment to Bra Watch. Cordelia also had a black tank top and a white bra.
There we go.
Thank you.
I'm glad we got that covered.
Yeah, I feel better now. I can sleep at night.
Oh, all right.
This isn't about attacking Buffy. Remember, I statements only. I feel angry. I feel worried.
I love
Cordelia.
John.
Hilarious.
All right. Okay, this will make me feel better, right? You know, I always consider myself a good person. Floss, do my homework, never cheat. But lately, and please don't judge me on this, but I want you to be the first to know that there's a demon behind you.
Sorry. Giles, no one's using the I statements.
Is that it?
No one else? That's
it. What homework do we have, Stephanie?
Homework for next week is Lover's Walk. I'm sure Gabby will be watching
that in
5 seconds.
I will be. I'll be watching in about 5 minutes. I did not squeak.
That was
John
me.
John just squeeing? I thought it was Gabby.
it was Debbie.
Not having said
that. Hey, John, is Lover's Walk the one we get that shot, that very awkward, silent shot of two characters?
Or am I thinking? You're being way too vague, so I'm just going to say yes.
Yes, okay.
How about so. I don't know, John? You can say that.
I'll let y'all know next week.
Never!
I hear you. All right. Awesome. John.
I have a feeling next week's episode's going to be really good.
John, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I was so glad to be here.
We appreciate it. And where can folks listen to you?
A lot of places, actually. There's my flagship podcast, Sofa Dogs, which we're celebrating our 5-year anniversary all this month.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Over 200 Fantastic. Episodes at this point. And I've actually put out a call for guests. Anybody listening to this who has watched ahead and have seen every episode of Buffy and Angel, respectively, if you would like to join me for these DVD commentaries that I do, email the show, sofadogs@hotmail.com. Send me a list of your favorite episodes, and I'll pencil
you in.
I'd
be happy to show up and do a commentary for Passions. I'll just be saying fuck all the time, apparently.
Unfortunately, I've already done that one. I'm actually in early season 3. I'm basically where you guys are now.
Nice.
There's that. There's CastleCast.net, which I do with Heidi, which is a podcast all about Castle, of course. And Movie Night, a Geek Show, which is a weekly podcast of a movie review every single week. And there's Soundcheck, which is a music review podcast.
Cool.
We just our latest episode was a spotlight cover on They Might Be Giants. So.
Ooh.
Cool. Terrific. Well, thanks again. And bye everybody.
Bye.
Awesome.
Bye you later.
Bye-bye.
Don't say that. He'll think we like it and then he'll won't shut up about it.
They do.
Bones, yeah. What's terrible is watching The Sopranos on A&E. It's terrible where they do about the F word.
All 10 minutes of it?
Yeah.
Woke up this morning. Gotta be boom, boom in my heart.
I've never watched The Sopranos either. Maybe we should do a Soprano cast.
Sopranos. You cannot call yourself a TV fan.
The ending of The Sopranos will make you fall in love with the ending of Lost.
The problem is, I watched the last episode not thinking it was the last episode because in Canada we were always a couple episodes behind. I'm like, okay, I'll watch next week. And then the next day was like, that was the last episode. I'm like, what?
Interesting.
I don't do it.
Yeah, but did
that
you go?
That happened to me. That happened to me with Veronica Mars.
Really?
Not just yeah. I'd been like blasting through the DVDs, got them from my local library, and there are only like 20 or 21 episodes in the last season, and I got the last disc, and I like watched like the last or the second to last disc, and I watched like the that last episode. I was like, oh man, what's gonna happen now? Oh man, how's this gonna turn out? And then like I pop in the last disc and I'm like, time for the last episode, episode 22 of the season, and it was special features.